Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Just heard three different versions of Cocaine Blues, that last one by Bob Dylan off the 2008 bootleg collection Telltale Signs. He recorded it live in Vienna, Virginia in August of 1997. Before that, Nick Drake with his version of the song. He was an English musician who had a short career and died at the age of 26, though he's remained highly influential for many artists including Kate Bush, Beck, and Robert Smith. That one's off the 2007 compilation album Family Tree, which presents home recordings and demos made by Drake before the release of his first album. And before that, Reverend Gary Davis with his version of Cocaine Blues. He was from South Carolina, but moved to Durham, North Carolina in the 20s. In 1935, Davis made his first recordings for the American Record Company. He moved to New York in the 1940s and was later active in the 60s folk revival. Davis learned the song in around 1905 from a traveling carnival musician named Porter Irving. Before that, we heard a related song, Cocaine Done Killed My Baby, performed by Mance Lipscomb. We're going to hear a poem now from David Rovics. He's a topical singer-songwriter based in Oregon who's been playing since the 1990s. This one, Free, is off his 2010 album, 10,000 Miles Away.
I grew up in the land of houses and rows. I had asthma, that's how it goes. When you're in LA and there are cars everywhere, see the sky and smell the air. I left home, looked around, trying to find some solid ground. I found life in the northern wood, and I knew that this was good. I saw the dozers, the death machines, tearing apart everything green. I built a platform, sat in a tree, said if you're taking her down, then you're taking down me. I saw the highways, I saw the mall, I saw the eagle, heard the clarion call. Voices of reason were talking to me, so I burned down a couple of SUVs. Among the words and the deeds in the war for the West, a chapter was written, and I was the test, to shut us all up and drive us apart, all who have life and love in our hearts. The judge did the math, then he did some more. He was a man out to settle a score, an illegal sentence in a stolen land, with life or death in the palm of his hand. And now, here I am, so long behind bars, for trying to breathe in a nation of cars. Sanity jailed, and madness in power. Our time it is short, and now is the hour. So may you hide in the darkness, and stay safe in the night. Find whatever you need to stay in the fight. There's a planet at stake. That's all I see. And my thoughts will be with you until I am free.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm arms of your loving mind, to feel you all around me and take your hand along the sand. But I may as well try and catch the wind when rain hangs on the leaves with tears. I'd want you near to kill my fear, help me to leave all my blues behind. Standing in your heart is where I want to be and long to be. But I may as well try and catch the wind. Sundown pales the sky. I wanna hide a while behind your smile. Everywhere I look, your eyes I find. For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing to make me see. But I may as well try and catch.
just heard Miriam Gendron with La Luz. She's a musician from Montreal, and that one's off her new album, Mayday. Before that, Ricky Lee Jones with Catch the Wind. She's a Grammy-winning musician from Illinois who's been active since the 1970s. That one's off her 2012 collection of covers called The Devil You Know. The song was written by Donovan in 1965. And before that, David Rovix with Free. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at juliannacyoung.com. We'll hear a field recording now that was made by folk song collector and traveling salesman Max Hunter in Springfield, Missouri in March of 1960. This is Mr. L.O. Smith with Charles Guiteau. Charles Guiteau was an American writer and lawyer who was convicted of the 1881 assassination of James Garfield, the 20th President of the United States. We'll hear three other songs about presidential assassinations after this.
My name is Charles Guiteau. My name I'll never deny. I left my aged parents in sorrow for to die. Little did I think, while in my youthful bloom, I'd be taken to the gallows to meet my fatal doom. Down by the side of the depot, I tried to make my escape. The people were against me, I found I was too late. They took me off to prison, all in my youthful bloom. And now upon the gallows I meet my fatal doom. My name 'tis Charles Guiteau, my name I'll never deny. I left my aged parents in sorrow for to die. Little did I think, while in my youthful bloom, I'd be taken to the gallows to meet my fatal doom. My sister came into the prison to bid her last farewell. She threw her arms around me and wept most bitterly. Says she, my darling brother, they say you are to die. Oh, woman, 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 upon the gallows high. My name is Charles Guiteau, my name I'll never deny. I left my aged parents in sorrow for to die. Little did I think, while in my youthful bloom, I'd be taken to the gallows to meet my fatal doom.
Walking down the street the other day, and I heard the report of a pistol. A friend of mine says to me, "What does that mean?" Well, I looked up at him, give him something sort of like this. Oh, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down, he's feeling mighty low. They tell me Mr. Garfield been shot. Well, sure enough, there's a big crowd around the house now. I walked in the front door, and there's the doctor, hanging around Mr. Garfield's bed. He walked over and took up his pulse. Says, "Mr. Garfield, how you doing?" Mr. Garfield looked up at him and gave him something sort of like this. "I've been shot down, I'm feeling mighty low. Shot down low." Well, the preacher came over, sat down by the president's side. Said, "Mr. Garfield, if you don't make it through this last illness, where do you think you'd like to spend eternity?" Well, the president looked up at him, give him something sort of like this. "Gonna make my home up in heaven, good Lord. Making my home up in heaven." That's just what he said, make my home up in heaven. You know, there's lots of folks hanging around there. Every single one of them stayed for dinner. City fella there asked him what he'd have. He said, "Oh, just give me something pretty special. You can pass around your bacon and your eggs, good Lord. Pass around your bacon and your eggs." And this country fella there, they asked him what he'd have. Said, "Just give me something I'm used to. You can pass around your ham and your beans, good Lord. Pass around your ham and your beans." Well, after every single dish was done, put away, Mrs. Lucretia Garfield came out of the kitchen. She had a tear streaming down her face, and she sat down by her husband's bedside, and she looked at him kind of intense, and she gave him something sort of like this. She said, "Mr. Garfield, if the worst should happen and you should die, would you be willing for me to get married again?" Well, he looked at her pretty hard, got a twinkle in his eye, little smile formed around the side of his mouth, and he looked up at her, give her something sort of like this. "Don't you never let a chance go by, good gal. Don't you never let a chance go by." Just what he told her, "Don't you never let a chance go by." A little later on, I was walking down the street, saw the sheriff. He looked across the street and yelled at a man. He said, "Hands up over there. Is your name Charles Guitar?" Fella says, "Yep, that's my name, Charles Guitar." Sheriff stuck a big .44 in the man's face and give him something sort of like this. "You're the very same man that I want, Guitar. You're the very same man that I want." Handcuffed him, took him off to jail. Oh, there was a big crowd gathering around the jail now. Lots of folks milling about. I walked right in the front door, walked right up to the bars, and sure enough, there's Charles Guitar, the man that shot the president. And he's sitting there looking kind of hangdog. I said to him, "Mr. Guitar, how you doing?" He looked up at me and gave me something sort of like this. "Gonna hang on the 6th day of June, good Lord. Hanging on the 6th day of June." Now that was quite prophetic, that's just what happened. He hung on the 6th day of June. Well, I was walking down the street a little later. Saw Mrs. Garfield, she's all dressed in black. Got a big bunch of roses. I said, "Mrs. Garfield, what are you gonna do with those roses?" She said, "I'm gonna put them on my husband's grave." I said, "Where are you gonna bury your husband at?" She looked up at me and gave me something sort of like this. "Gonna bury him on that long flowery branch. Gonna bury him on the long flowery branch." Now, you know, this song came from Bascom Lamar Lunsford, the minstrel of the Appalachians, country lawyer and old-time singer from South Turkey Creek, North Carolina. He's not with us anymore, and I'm just sort of representing him, singing this song, passing it on. Oh, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down, shot down. He's feeling mighty low. They tell me Mr. Garfield been shot. Oh, they tell me Mr. Garfield been shot down, shot down. He's feeling mighty low. They tell me Mr. Garfield is dead. Thank you.
Mr. McKinley, he didn't do no wrong. He rode on down to Buffalo, but he didn't stay too long. Hard times, hard times, hard times. They came running round to see what had been done. Can you have shot the president down with your Ivor Johnson gun? Hard times, hard times, hard times. The train running on down the line, blowing out of every station. McKinley's a dying. Hard times, hard times, hard times. Now Roosevelt, he's in the White House, he's doing his best. And McKinley's in the graveyard, taking his rest. Hard times, hard times, hard times. He's in the White House drinking out of a silver cup. And McKinley, he's in the graveyard, and he'll never wake up. Hard times, hard times, hard times. Mr. McKinley, he didn't do no wrong. Rode on down to Buffalo, but he didn't stay too long. Hard times, hard times, hard times. Hard times, hard times, hard times.
We just heard John Renburn with White House Blues. John Renburn was an English musician known for founding the folk group Pentangle with Bert Jansch. That's from his 1971 album, Pharaoh Annie. It's an American folk song first recorded by Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers in 1926. The song's about the 1901 assassination of the 25th President of the United States, William McKinley. Before that, Cordelia's Dad with a medley of Boothshot Lincoln and Hangman's Reel. Cordelia's Dad were a folk and alt-rock band from Northampton, Massachusetts, active between 1987 and 1998. That one's from their 1995 album, Comet. Before that, Art Theme with Mr. Garfield. He was a folk musician, photographer, and radio host from Chicago who specialized in music and stories from the upper Midwest United States. That one's from his 1986 album, On the Wilderness Road. Theme got it from the musician Bascom Lamar Lunsford, and it recounts the last days of James Garfield. We heard another song about the assassination of James Garfield before that, called Charles Gâteau, performed by Mr. L.O. Smith. We'll hear one now from John Craigie. He's a musician from California who's known for his comedic storytelling. This is his version of Maxwell's Silver Hammer from his 2022 live album, Abbey Road Lonely, on which he covers the entirety of Abbey Road.
This song is by Paul. Joe
quizzical, study pataphysical science in home. Late nights all alone with a test tube, oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures shown? Oh, as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes from the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Clang, clang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure she was dead. Back in school again, Maxwell plays the fool again. Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. Oh, she tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind. Writing 50 times, I must not be so. Oh, oh, oh. When she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Clang, clang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure she was dead. Dirty one, Maxwell stands alone, painting testimonial pictures, oh, 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 oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery, say he must go free. The judge does not agree and he tells him so, oh, oh, oh. Words are leaving his lips, creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon his head. Clang, clang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure.
Hi, this is Jesse. You're listening to Barking Dog. This is Jesse Lawrence. I am Jesse Lawrence. Thank you for tuning your dials to 95.9 FM CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Sun, sun. 6 months ain't such a very long time. Got a friend in penitentiary doing 99. Went to the river 19 and 10. Woman, the ball and chain, just like the man. Chewed tobacco and spit my juice. I love somebody, but it ain't no use. Wouldn't mind working sun, spend my money when the work is done. Wouldn't mind working sun, spend my money when the work is done. Wouldn't mind working sun, spend my money when.
St. James Hospital early one day, I spied my only fairest daughter wrapped up in white linen as cold as the clay. So beat your drums and play the fife lowly, and play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the churchyard and lay the sod over me. I am a young maid and I know I've done wrong. Once in the street I used to look handsome. Once in the street I used to dress gay. First to the alehouse, then to the dance hall, then to the poorhouse, now to my grave. So beat your drums and play the fife lowly, and play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the churchyard and lay the sod over me. I am a young maid and I know I've done wrong. Send for the preacher to pray o'er my body. Send for the doctor to heal up my wounds. Send for the young man I first fell in love with, that I might see him before I pass on. So beat your drums and play the fife lowly, and play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the churchyard and lay the sod over me. I am a young maid and I know I've done wrong. Let six pretty maidens with a bunch of red roses, six pretty maidens to sing me a song. Six pretty maidens with a bunch of red roses to lay on my coffin as they carry me along. So beat your drums and play the fife lowly, and play the dead march as you carry me along. Take me to the churchyard and lay the sod over me. I am a young maid and I know I've done wrong.
That was Wade Hemsworth with The Bad Girl's Lament. He was a Canadian folk singer from Brantford, Ontario. He learned that song in the Canadian North Woods and is closely related to early versions found in the Maritime provinces and in Maine. It's a member of the unfortunate rake song family, which includes St. James Hospital, The Cowboy's Lament, One Morning in May, and The Young Sailor Cut Down in His Prime. Though that's the story of a young girl gone wrong, rather than a ballad about a misguided boy or rake. Before that, Kaya Cater from Toronto with Sun to Sun off her 2015 album Sorrowbound. And before that, John Craigie with Maxwell's Silver Hammer. Here's one now from Jimmy Struthers and Joe Lee. Struthers was a Virginian musician active in the 30s and 40s. He performed in medicine shows and made a living as a musician after being blinded in a mine explosion. He performs this song, Do Lord Remember Me, with his fellow inmate Joe Lee. The song's an African-American spiritual from the 19th century.
Do Lord, Let her eyes be blue or brown.
Just heard Jandek with House of the Rising Sun. He's an enigmatic musician from Houston, Texas, who's been releasing music since 1978, and he's independently released over 120 albums on his label Corewood Industries. That one's off his 1987 album Blue Corpse. It's an American folk song that could have origins in either England or France. The oldest published version of the lyrics was printed by Robert Winslow Gordon in 1925, but it was known to miners around 1905. Before that, we heard the first recording of it by Clarence Ashley from either 1932 or 1933. Clarence Ashley was a musician known for his performances at medicine shows in the 1920s. He retired from medicine shows in 1943, but gained popularity when his recordings were included on the very influential album Anthology of American Folk Music in 1952. Ashley learned the song from his grandfather. Before that, we heard Jimmy Struthers and Joe Lee with Do Lord Remember Me. I've got a few more tunes for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. If you head over there, you can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well, where I'll send you a monthly roundup of interesting links I've come across during my research. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com or follow me on Twitter at barkingdogckuw. I'll leave you with one from Belton Sutherland. He was a blues musician from Mississippi who the folklorist Alan Lomax recorded in 1978. This is the song I Got Trouble. Take care.
Well, I know my little old baby. She gonna jump and shout. When that old train roll up, I come walking. I got trouble. Mama told my papa just before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a rolling stone. I got trouble. I got trouble. And I just don't feel satisfied. My little old baby, I'm gonna be your bride. Thank the good Lord made you, he done brought you down. I have trouble. I have trouble. Doorbell rang, looking for my baby. Didn't see a dog. I got trouble. I got trouble. And I just don't feel satisfied. Baby, tell you what I do. I'm gonna rob and steal now, bring it back to you. I keep trouble. I keep trouble. And I just don't get satisfied. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
bum on the rods is hunted down as an enemy of mankind. The other is driven around to his club as fettered, wined, and dined. And they who curse the bum on the rods as the essence of all that's bad will greet the other with a winning smile and extend the hand so glad. The bum on the rods is a social flea who gets an occasional bite. The bum on the plush is a social leech, blood-sucking day and night. The bum on the rods is a load so light that his weight we scarcely feel, but it takes the labor of dozens of folks to furnish the other a meal. As long as we sanction the bum on the plush, the other will always be there. But rid ourselves of the bum on the plush and the other will disappear. Then make an intelligent, organized kick. Get rid of the weights that crush. Don't worry about the bum on the rods. Get rid of the bum on the plush.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.